that.
Thank you, Tim. Again, excellent, excellent job done by Tim. Can people get that?
Yeah.
Cost?
$1,000?
No.
Just put it on a thumb drive for him.
Thumb drive?
Yeah.
Does your thumb drive?
One of 8 megahertz.
Yeah, 8, whatever, thumb drive. Yeah, the thumb drive has more ability than our initial, anyway. Wow. Just see Tim if you'd like a copy of that, but that is such a blessing. How many of you were at the first missions conference here at Berean Baptist Church? Raise your hand. Wait a minute, I want to get my glasses on. All right. Several over here. Pearson's, others, yes. Brother Stewart, Brother Klein, amazing. Jenny Kish was here. 30th Annual Missions Conference. Amazing. And, you know, the call, come and help us. We can help. Amen. Isn't that wonderful that we actually can help? You see so many things in the news, other countries, other places, people need help. And in a lot of those cases, maybe they need money, maybe they need health issues and that. And we can't necessarily help. But this is something we can really help them. Because we have the gospel, and we cannot just keep it here. We need to get it out, and praise the Lord for our missions conference where that has stirred the hearts of so many. I wanted to take some time, and we really don't have a lot of time, but if there are any faith promise testimonies, I want you to think about it. I'm going to give my faith promise testimony, my first faith promise, first exposure to it was in 1975. I had just been saved. I hadn't been saved very long, and I believe it was a missions conference at Grace Baptist Church in Bluffton, Indiana. And they were talking about faith promise. I knew nothing about tithing. I knew nothing about giving to missions. I had just never, you know, I didn't grow up in church and didn't know all that. But I remember the preacher preaching and wanting a commitment and saying, pray about what you can give. And of course, back in those days in 75, I worked at a gas station and basically paid for pretty much all my own expenses. And so it barely got by. But I remember him saying, now, faith promise, you trust God. You just trust God. And so he said, just pray and ask God. And I'm kind of looking around like, okay, is God going to write this on a wall or how am I going to know? And it was really interesting because I remember as I prayed that God did lay an amount on my heart. And immediately I said, well, I can't afford that. Have we ever done that before? But that's the whole point. You can't afford that, but he can. And that's the whole point of the faith promise. And of course, I didn't understand all that. But I pledged my whopping $5 a week. And I still can remember I was terrified. You mean I'm going to promise God that I'm going to give $5 a week? Well, yeah, but you're you know, and the preacher explained, you're not just promising God. God's telling you he's going to provide that for you. And I thought, wow, this is really going to be far out. That's what I thought back then. I don't think that way now. But it really was far out because I gave my $5 a week that next year. And God provided every time. I had plenty of gas money to visit who is now my wife, Brenda. And God provided $5 a week, my first faith promise. And he has every year since then. Doesn't matter if it's five, doesn't matter how much it is. When God tells you what to do, he always provides. And it actually is very exciting. So, Brother Tim, will you help me out here, or Darren, somebody? If you have a similar type testimony, just a faith promise testimony, we want to hear it. We've got some time. I don't have any long message or anything like that. Just want to give you some scripture. But I want to hear some faith promise testimonies. Raise your hand. If you have something, D. Campbell's first. I know, but I know you have a testimony. All right, somebody over here. Brother Shinneberry, go ahead.
I have a testimony very similar to that, but I want to share the one about our church in Costa Rica. The first year we did Faith Promise with our church in Costa Rica, I, as a pastor, set a goal that I thought was a stretch for them, and it was 30,000 colones. I figured we could support one missionary with that, and prayed about it and set that goal, and we worked on it. Our missions conference down there is the month of November, and the Faith Promise came in that year. What they promised was 50,000 colones. So it came in over and above what I had even thought was a lofty goal. So the next year, I set the goal for 70,000. And the goal came in at 80,000. And this is the way it's been for the last 3 years. Last year, we set it for 80,000. And the promise was 105,000. And at the end of the year, when we totaled it up, it was 110,000 that they're giving. That's not $110,000, it's 110,000 colones, but it's a testimony of what God is doing, not only from you sending missionaries, but the missionaries there starting Faith Promises in the churches on the field.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Dee, you ready to give your testimony? Are you shy?
Yes.
All right. You can sign it. And somebody can interpret. No, we can't do that. That's backwards, isn't it? Somebody else. Come on. That's good. Good opportunity.
My husband and I started in Faith Promise Missions a long time ago. And now that I'm a widow, God has been faithful. I've still been able to pay it forward, been able to do what he and I started doing many, many years ago.
Amen.
Even when you're a widow, you can do this.
Even as a widow. Yeah, because God's still God. He did it then, he'll still do it. Somebody else? Dee, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I have to sign and talk.
I'll hold the mic.
That's all right, he'll hold the mic.
Usually God will tell me what to do, and I obey that. But one year I wanted it a little bit different. I didn't want it to be... I don't know how to say that. What happened was I just waited for the money to come in. It could be, I don't know, you get from the mail a nickel, 10 cents, penny. I would collect that, walking down the street, find money, praising God for what I could find. Money coming through the mail. I think the goal for that year was like $1,000. And all of that money came in without using any of my money. One time it was like, I think $600 came in the mail. So I'm excited when God shows me he can do it. Even though I guess it's just depending and waiting and see it coming and arriving even before the time is up, you know, like the end of the year. So I'm excited.
Amen. And many of those times I would hear about the nickel, the dollar, the $600, the different times, because Dee was so excited about that. It is exciting to be involved in Faith Promise giving. Somebody else? Tim, head toward the back. There's people that I know, once they see you close, they'll raise their hand. Somebody else? Faith Promise testimony. Blessing. Those hands aren't going up. This is your opportunity to praise the Lord about giving. Anybody? All right, Brother Kurt. Okay, we Brother Chase.
I'll definitely speak about Faith Promise, but I'm just saying overall, you know, when we, out of obedience, give what truly is God's, he blesses in miraculous ways. And we've, like Pastor, I was a little bit older than he was. He was 17. I was 21. And one of the first things that I learned and discovered by reading my Bible and truly by the Holy Spirit, just by surrendering to him, realized that tithing wasn't even an option. It was just part of the Christian life, and it's as simple as breathing. And you know, when you first start off, it can be a little, perhaps fleshly, you know, dubious. It's like, okay, are you really sure this is the right thing? But God has never, ever let me, my wife, my family down ever. And then Amen. To couple that with missions and faith promise. And I know that even before here, you know, giving to missions and a similar program in Seattle, but every year giving a little bit more, a little bit more. You know, the fact is, you know, the Lord speaks to us and we pray, but and we think, how is this even possible? But, you know, he always takes care of us, always meets the needs. You know, we don't go hungry. And it's not just barely making it. It's making it very much so, above and beyond. And this is my testimony over 20 years of knowing my Savior. And he is faithful. And without a shadow of a doubt, he is faithful, as we just heard, providing for that amount that he places upon our heart.
Amen. Brother Crea had his hand up.
Our testimony would be very similar to what Brother Chase's is. I got saved when I was 19, of course. Many of you know, nearly everybody here knows us, our family. But we're saved right here with the ministries of Berean Baptist Church when I was around 19 years old. And I started coming to church here when I was in my early 20s, 21, I believe, or 22. And it was at that time when I started learning about giving to the Lord and a faith promise, missions. And I think we were giving maybe, during our first missions conference we were part of, we started to, the Lord put on our heart something like $5 or $10 a week. And for my wife and I, it was stretching it as well, and that's how we felt. I was making $153 a week, I remember, and to give an extra $10 just seemed like wow, how are we going to do that? But we obeyed, and God blessed, and he always provided for us, as Brother Chase mentioned. We never went without, and as time went on, the next year, I remember we doubled our faith promise, and as the years went on, we continued to give more and more. And I remember when we were on deputation, traveling the country, and we were given to faith promise. Even as we traveled, I didn't have a steady income coming in, and we literally were trusting God to provide our finances to be able to get through month to month, and sometimes week to week, and as well as provide our faith promise, and God always provided it in a miraculous way. And so it's just been exciting to see God working and see our faith increase, and I'll tell you what, it's just been a great ride along the way, and I look forward to seeing what God's going to do this week with Berean, and look forward to seeing what God's going to work on our hearts about giving. And I just want to say, like Brother Chase mentioned and others have mentioned, God will never let you down.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you, Brother Tim. Let me just share with you 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3, and we always seem to end up at 2 Corinthians when we talk about faith promise, but it is a great passage about giving. And 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3, "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves." And, you know, the words "beyond their power" is something that should catch all of our attention. How in the world do you give beyond your power? How can you can't do that? It's not possible. I mean, you only can do so much. How could you work beyond your power? How could you do anything? I mean, you can only do what you can do, right? And but I believe that is the essence of faith promise. It is giving and doing whatever you're able to do. Well, then how do I go beyond that? Well, that's where you tap into God's power. And that is the amazing thing that I think so many Christians are missing out in reference to their Christian life, is tapping into the power of God. It's not just missions. It's our prayer life. It's how we live day by day. It is dying daily to self so that he can be seen. It is putting him first. It's tapping into his power. See, when you think of finances, my power is that thing we called a budget, right? How many of you actually keep a budget? You do have a budget. All right, many do. And that is good, really good financial planning. I learned a long time ago that as a Christian, I do need to keep a budget, but I also need to recognize that there is the budget part, which is my power, but then there's the faith part, which is His power. And I have decided a long time ago that I'm not going to limit God by my budget. Amen. I hope you don't limit God by your budget. I hope you don't, we never get in a place where we say, okay, well, here's my budget, and here's all these things that I've got to pay for, and so I can only give this much. Now, not a bad place to start, but that's when you get on your knees and you say, God, what do you want me to do? And so my power, that is seen in my budget. Beyond my power is not in the budget, it's by faith. That's where the fun comes in. Amen. That's what Dee's talking about. When you find a nickel, you find a dollar bill, somebody, you know, the IRS sends you money back. That's a miracle, by the way. And again, it is the beyond our power that we Christians are, so many Christians are missing out. And I'm not talking about fleshly fun. I'm not talking about, whoopee, I feel good. I'm talking about God doing something in our lives. And we certainly can see it with missions. My power is to be a cheerful giver. That's what God says. He loves a cheerful giver. He wants me to be a cheerful giver. So that's my power. You know, it's when you have it in your budget and you give that, and you know, that's, I can do that all day long. Beyond my power, that's to be an excited giver. That goes beyond just being cheerful. It is to be excited because God provided that. Why not challenge ourselves? Why not stretch ourselves in our faith to our God? My power is obeying God. Okay, I'm supposed to do this, and so I'm going to obey God. Beyond my power, though, is to please God, because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And I'm afraid so many, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but God says, trust me, believe me. And that is where we go beyond our power. My power is my power. Beyond my power is His power. And I want to tell you, folks, there's nothing like His power in your life, in your money, in your ministries, in your doctor's visits. There is nothing like tapping into the power of Almighty God. Verse 2 tells us this was in a great trial of affliction. This was in deep poverty. So understand, their power was not much. Their power was a trial of affliction. It was in deep poverty, but it was all they could do. That was their power. You understand, beyond their power knows no poverty. Because beyond their power is God's power. And He knows no poverty. Minimum, we all should give to our power. That's the minimum we can do. But here's the possible, and that is giving beyond our power. That's the possible. Okay? In fact, we could all, if we just give to our power, we can kind of calculate everything out and know where that's going to be at the end of the year. And you say, I feel pretty safe in that. Yes, and I understand that. But the possible is to work with a God who doesn't know the word impossible. It's to work with a God who provides in ways you can't finagle and figure out. I mean, I'm a finagler. Many of you are as well. You know, we know how to finagle things and work things and try to make this happen and all that. And it's okay to do that. But the greatest thing for the Christian is when we know, okay, I didn't do this. He did it. And it is the greatest way to live. I want to challenge you this year, as much as any year, and that is to learn to tap into His power. In your giving to missions, by faith, God, I beg you to show me what you want me to give. It is so exciting to realize that here at the altar, often during missions conference, somebody, God has told them, and they've gone, really? Only to find out at the end of the year, he provided and met all the needs, and they were able to give not only to their power, but beyond their power. And do it with your prayer life. Do it with your walk with God. You know, nothing is impossible with the Lord.